Hey everybody, this is Jerry. I just want to let you know that in this episode, Brendan and I are going to be talking about food. Food, man. In fact, we're going to be talking about eating food, and more specifically than that, we're going to be talking about how I've lost, since the start of 2016, I've lost about 18 or 19 pounds, and it's strictly been changing how and when I eat. Brandon noticed this a couple of weeks ago when we recorded episodes, I believe, 35 and 36. So we decided, let's go ahead and talk about it in episode 37. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the program I became a part of, Naturally Slim, and you can find out more information at naturallyslim.com. I joined it through my work and simply eating whatever I want, but applying a few simple principles, applying science in how and when I eat, and the changes have been amazing. I see the ability to apply life-lasting, long-lasting changes that will keep me fit and healthy for many, many years to come. So check out this episode and learn about some of those principles that both Brendan and I have been applying. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Rut Podcast. I am your host, still, Jerry. And I have with me Brandon, who just took a swig of water. Brandon, say your favorite quote right now.
Welcome to Beyond the Rut Podcast. I am still Jerry Dugan.
Awesome. Now, if you're new to our podcast, first, ignore that my voice just cracked. Second, this show is a weekly podcast about equipping and inspiring you to make your own path and live the life you've always dreamed of beyond the rut. So every week we come together and we provide some tips, we give some insights on ways that you can live a life that is beyond the rut, whatever that rut may be, in the areas of finance, health, parenting, fatherhood. That's kind of the same thing as parenting, I suppose. And what
if
else?
If it's done right, it is.
Yeah, exactly. And there's something else in this. Oh, okay. Career and personal development. So, yes, all that. So, any of those areas, we tackle a different topic each week. Sometimes we even bring on guests. But this time around, we're talking about food while we're goofing off here. So, hopefully we can get you through to an episode that is actually valuable to you this week. I think you're in for a treat anyway. Brandon, from what I understand, this week's topic is inspired by the last time we did a batch recording session. You just happened to notice that I look a little bit thinner, and I said, well, yes, I do look thinner, Brendan. And why I said it to you that way, I still don't know.
I think it's because anybody that knows us knows that both you and I have struggled with weight. We can gain and lose 100 pounds in a year. And I know you wrote your book a couple of years ago and lost a bunch of weight and then kind of slowly got off that bandwagon a little bit and started to gain it back. And I took a picture for Twitter and I was like, I looked at it and I thought, man, you lost some weight. You've clearly slimmed down a few pounds. And I made a comment about how is that possible?
Yeah. And when you said that, my first response was, what the heck, dude? I
know. It's always a weird thing. It's like, if you tell someone, hey, you look good, you've lost weight. What, was that fat?
Yeah. That was the thought that was going through my head. Like, what do you mean I was fat? But, I mean, truth be known, at the end of last year, some of the things that inspired me the first time back in 2013, I was starting to notice again. Like, I went to tie my shoes and I couldn't breathe. And I thought, oh, man. And then my work clothes, like, I was gradually going back to the old fat clothes. Yep. And I thought, what about the 36-inch waist pants that I was just fitting perfectly about a year ago? And now, like, I can't wear them anymore because, you know, stuff shows that shouldn't at work. So
depending on where you work.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners may work at places where you can show stuff. I don't know.
Yes. If that's you, we're not judging. In any case, January 1st, I reread the very book I wrote myself at the end of 2013, which was Use Your Smartphone to Lose Weight. And I thought, duh, you know, go back to just watching what you eat. You know, Liv just noticed that you've been taking the second plate of food at family gatherings. And, you know, every other day was a holiday where you could feast. So, you know, you don't get more than one cheat day a week, you know, that kind of thing. And I was cheating like every other day. And so I reread the book. I started applying those principles to myself again. So just keeping a diary of how many calories I was taking in, doing some light activity each day. And then at work, they offered up a
program?
Yes, thank you.
We are professionals. Don't try this at home.
They offered up a free program called Naturally Slim, and I just double-checked that it was free because it's my favorite price. And so whenever we start putting out a product where we're charging you money, forget that I said I like free and turn around and expect that. But anyway, so the program's free. They were just asking for 10 weeks of my time to actually do the program. I said, what the heck? And then I realized it was a program about losing weight, eating whatever you wanted. And I was like, well, I'm in.
It's like, wait a minute. You're free. I can eat whatever I want and I'm going to lose weight.
Yes.
This sounds like an infomercial we would see at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. And we'll just, for disclosure and disclaimers, we're actually not being paid to do this episode. We're just
absolutely
really excited about it. So
they may not even like we're doing this episode. I don't know.
So I told Brandon about Naturally Slim and some of the concepts that were going with that. And he just thought it was brilliant. And he himself's been doing it for the past week. And every day, this guy has been texting me like, Jerry, you won't believe this, but I just spent 45 minutes eating 2 slices of pizza and I feel full.
It's crazy.
And I'll get a text at like the middle of the lunch hour. I just spent 45 minutes eating like half a bowl of spaghetti and it feels good. Like I feel great. And I'm like, this is so cool. And wait till you realize you're not hungry all the time. Yep. And you don't have to eat all the 3 meals a day or even, you know, whatever we're eating. You don't have to get the second plate, yet you could still be full and lose weight. And so Brandon, tell folks what you've been doing since that last week.
Well, it's crazy because I have always been known, and my grandmother, if she was still alive, would tell you her biggest complaint with me was I could eat faster than everybody else. I'm one of these people that I don't really like sleep, and food for me is just a source of energy, and I would eat it as fast as I could and then get back to my life. And I am well known for eating way faster than everybody else. If we go to dinner, the chances of me being done before you are 100% because that's just the way I ate. And when we were talking that couple of weeks, I don't know, it's been 2 weeks now whenever we did
that.
About a week and a half. And you had made the comment, I eat almonds every day. I have almonds in my office and I grab a handful and I just shove them in my mouth and go to my next meeting or whatever. And you had made the comment that eating peanuts one per minute, you know, slowly eating these peanuts. And so I thought, well, let me see if I can do this, you know? And so I got out, I think it was like 15 or 20 almonds. And I said, you know, I'm going to eat these each for 1 minute. And I watched the little clock on my monitor. And so I ate each one of them a little over a minute. And what that does is it creates this thing in your mind to think, hey, he's eating. I need to start paying attention and get ready to be full and all this kind of stuff. And then I went home for lunch. I eat the almonds about 10. I go home for lunch. And normally I eat and like watch some TV or I just do some work or whatever. And I sat and ate what I would normally eat. I freeze a lot of meals in mason jars and I would normally eat a whole mason jar full of whatever it is we've had for dinner or whatever we made. And I was like halfway through this mason jar and I was eating it really slow, chewing everything, taking, you know, setting my fork down and all that kind of stuff. And I realized I was getting full, but I still had like half the mason jar. And I thought, this is weird. And I just kept doing it because to me, the cool thing about it is it doesn't take any money. You don't join anything. You don't do anything special. You just eat slower and you can eat whatever you want. Because I great example, yesterday, my daughter's birthday, I took her lunch at school. As we usually eat about once a month at her school, her and me, her and I and all the kids at her school. And she always wants Whataburger, which if you're not from Corpus, then you've never been to the greatest hamburger place in the world. And that's Whataburger. They had this bacon avocado cheeseburger on Texas toast. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get one of those because this has been phenomenal. I literally ate about 30% of this thing and like maybe 10 fries. And I was stuffed. I could not believe it. The second thing is she wanted to go breakfast this morning because, you know, her birthday week, she's 15. And I've not really been eating breakfast. I've been drinking this thing that you told me about, this orange juice and water.
Yeah.
And I drink, I don't know, I think it's like 20 some odd ounces of that every morning. And she wanted to go to breakfast. So we were kind of running late. So we decided to just drive through and get a couple of tacos. I got one taco, which I normally get 2 tacos. Mm-hmm. And I eat them way before I even get to work. But I got one taco. I ate maybe 40, maybe half of it, maybe half of this taco.
Oh, man.
And I was stuffed. I literally threw the other half of the taco away. And I know that's blasphemous. You should never throw a taco away. But I actually did.
Was there bacon in it?
It actually was egg and bean on homemade corn because that's my favorite taco.
That's fine. If it had bacon in it, I don't know. You'd have to find a new host, I think. That's where I draw the line.
To me, that's what's so amazing. And I haven't signed up for the program or anything. We do want to get either somebody from the company or what's her name?
Marsha Upson is the main instructor from Naturally Slim. So I reached out to the company today. I tweeted out to them in public. So hopefully Naturally Slim, if you're hearing this episode, get Marsha to come hook us up with an interview, plug the program, because it is a great program. I just finished the 10-week foundation session today during lunch. I've lost 7 pounds just following that. I'm doing nothing else, just eating that. I haven't been like exercising heavily or anything. Yeah. 7 pounds. Now, I also lost 10 pounds in the few weeks prior to that. But the difference between the time when I lost the 10 pounds and these past 10 weeks when I lost the 7 pounds is the first 10 pounds, I went back to calorie counting and really paying attention to what I ate. These past 10 weeks, I've eaten whatever I wanted. And it really just boiled down to a couple of things. Yeah. I mean, there's more to the program than what I told Brandon. And Brandon
absolutely
has only been applying one principle, and that was to eat slower.
And quick thing too is you've lost 7 pounds. I've lost 3, and that's all I've done. I literally got to go walking, I think, 2 times out of this whole
in a week thing, and a half.
In a week and a half.
Yeah.
And I've lost 3 pounds by just eating slower. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, that is crazy, right?
And my grandmother's so proud of me somewhere.
You know? And the funny thing is, their program is built on a few pieces of research that they've been doing. Naturally Slim is a part of ACAP Health, and so there's that health group that's behind them. And so some of the research they found was that we're only hungry, 75% of us are hungry twice a day, and that's it. Yeah. How many meals a day are we told to eat, plus snacks? You know, 3 meals a day, and if you're hungry, eat a snack. And then the amount of food. Like our stomach is only the size of a loosely held fist.
Supersize that. Yeah. Let me get a burger, fries, and a Coke, and I'm going to put it all in this.
Yeah. And I think we can comfortably go up to like double the size like of our fist.
Yeah.
So two of them together.
I normally do on a regular basis until now.
So you look at the amount of food we're throwing in at a buffet or eating, you know, McDonald's or fast food 3 times a day. And fast food does its research on what colors and smells will get you to buy quickly and eat quickly so you can get out of the restaurant so more people can come in. Yep. So they've done their research.
Hey, we have drive-thrus in our country, so you don't even have to get out. You just grab it, eat it on your way back to work.
Yeah. And so there was that. We're only hungry, most of us, twice a day. The other piece of research that they shared in this course was that our brains register 2 things, and they take about 20 minutes each to register. The first one is our taste buds, you know, so that the part of our brain that says, ooh, I want to taste this food, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes for that thing to register. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is in our stomach, that sensor that says you're full, it takes about 20 minutes for it to register. And so there was that piece of information. So if it's taking 20 minutes for it to register and I'm scarfing food down and I can eat a full plate of food in 5 minutes.
Oh yeah. Easy. Yeah.
In fact, neat little side note, like when I started doing this, I'd eat slowly for 10 minutes, take a 5 minute break, eat slowly again for 10 more minutes. My family was done in 7 minutes. Absolutely. On average. And I thought, gosh, no wonder why I was throwing down a second plate of food and taking scraps off of each other's plates. Yeah. Because in 7 minutes, my mind still has 13 more minutes to go to register that it's full.
And you think about how many times did that happen? And this happens to me all the time prior to all of this. How many times did you sit there and think, why did I eat so much?
Yeah.
You're miserable. Your stomach's just full. And you know, understand, we're not endorsing this. We're not telling you to go do it. We're not paid by them at all or anything like that. Our whole goal here is to explain there's another way to get out of the rut of dieting and exercise and all that kind of stuff. I think the program, and I know like 1% of the program, is awesome. But if you just hear that part, eat slower, and you will automatically eat smaller portions. Mm-hmm. But if you eat slower, you can eat anything. You want a chili dog? Eat a chili dog. Just eat it really, really slow. and take your time. One thing I found with the Whataburger was I was driving to the high school and I got one French fry out and started kind of eating it in my mouth for, I don't know where else I would eat it, but in my mouth. But I put it in my mouth for like a good minute, minute and a half. And then I got another one and then another one. So by the time I walked into the school, my brain had already engaged in what I was about to eat. So by the time I sat down, I had like maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes to eat and I was full.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
And then how do most people eat their French fries, though? They're eating like four, five, six at a time if they're like I was.
I'm hoping most people eat that way because that's the way I eat.
That is how most people eat. They just shovel them in. Same with peanuts, same with popcorn. You know, they just shovel it in. But our taste buds, we got them throughout our whole mouth. Most people chew on just on one side. And so this program also taught me to chew on both sides. And you want to get about 30 chews per bite, which I still have not mastered. I think I got it to about 15.
That's harder to do than it sounds. It's like you had told me you eat peanuts that way. And I thought, well, you know, I eat almonds every day. And so I was doing this almond thing and I was like, wow, how do I make an almond last like a minute? I mean, this is excruciating.
Yeah.
And I admit for the first couple of days, it was just really, really mind numbing to try to make this happen. But what I was doing was I'd just throw a bunch of almonds in my mouth, chew them up and go.
Yeah.
And here it's like I eat them. It like maybe takes me 45 minutes to an hour to eat all my almonds just because I'm eating them so slow.
Exactly. Yeah. And where was I going with this?
Jerry froze.
I did. All right. So you were talking about eating almonds. Hunger part. And so I'm going to try to say as much as I can without like giving away her course because this is proprietary type stuff.
And we do want her on the show to explain the real expertise behind this. We are not those.
So I'm not going to talk about the different levels of hunger that she talks about, but she does say you want to be at a certain level of hunger for about an hour to an hour and a half. And that's when you're burning fat. You know, if you eat before that, you're just putting more stores in. Mm-hmm. If you wait too long, your body starts not just breaking down the fat, but it starts breaking down the muscle too. So it's gauging it just right that you're burning about an hour or two actually of fat during the day just simply by letting the hunger be part of your life. And then when you eat slowly. Mm-hmm. So you eat when you're hungry. At a certain level, which I'll let her.
Fascinating that we're saying eat when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Only in America would that statement make any sense.
Exactly. And then when you do eat, you eat when you're comfortable and you should stretch your meal out to about 20 minutes. So if you're finding that you're close to finishing your plate and it's only been about 8 minutes, it's time to slow down. And I've caught myself a couple of times in the past 10 weeks doing that. Like, wait a sec, let me slow down, take a pause. And then, sure enough, about 20 minutes in, I'd be full.
And, that's crazy.
And in the morning, we really are more dehydrated than we are hungry. When I first heard that, I'm like, no, but what about the bacon, man?
Yeah, you got to have bacon. When you first told me that, I said, you know, my first reaction was exactly that. And I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking the same thing. But I love breakfast. I promise you don't love breakfast more than me. I absolutely, and we live in South Texas. We have amazing homemade corn tortillas that you could stick dirt in and it tastes good.
Corpus Christi is known for the breakfast taco.
Absolutely. And I have literally not eaten breakfast with the exception of half a taco yesterday. Mm-hmm. Was it? Yeah, yesterday. And I've not eaten breakfast in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I've not missed it at all. And I like a bunch of eggs, bacon, tomatoes, avocado, whatever you want to make me for breakfast, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
And I've not done that because of what you had said. Yeah. It's been fascinating.
Yeah. It's blown my mind too. And when I first heard Marcia say it in the program, I thought, no, breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
And that's how you jumpstart your metabolism and you need it.
Exactly. And then I started realizing, wait, John Lee Dumas, he doesn't eat breakfast. He drinks, I think, 2 glasses of a special filtered water. And you know,
I don't believe you. We should have him on.
We should, just to verify that. And then there was another podcaster I listened to, Shalene Johnson. She was a fitness expert. She still is a fitness expert.
So don't listen to her now.
And she had done an episode, and I need to find it and put it into the show notes. But Shalene Johnson did an episode about habits of the of the super thin, I think is how she said it.
I've seen that.
It's habits of those who are just super thin and these are naturally thin. And one of the things she had mentioned was they don't eat breakfast, but their first meal is probably around 11:30. Mm-hmm. And ever since I've been on this program, that's about when I get hungry, about 11:30. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not hungry again until about 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yep.
And so, so I've heard multiple people say this, you don't need breakfast for some reason, unless you think you're going to do a lot of strenuous work, like, you know, military work or police work or firefighter, then maybe you need those calories. But for the most part, most people who work in an office, you don't need breakfast, just down some water or this H2 orange stuff. I'll have to double check if that's copyrighted or not. Yeah. But it's a one part orange juice, seven parts water. So it's diluted orange juice, not from concentrate. So like Minute Maid that you get in the bottle, or I've been fresh squeezing oranges in the morning. And I just fill up the glass with water, and 32 ounces is only 50 calories.
Yeah. And I kind of cheat. I use the Florida people to mash my oranges for me. And then they ship it over to Walmart and I go pick it up.
But it works too.
100% orange juice. That's important. Apple juice, not as good. Too much sugar in apple juice. So we tried that the first morning and then we switched over. And we're not necessarily saying that you should get on Simply Slim. I think you should investigate, find out if that's something for you. But even if you're on Nutrisystem or you're on Jenny Craig or any other kind of diet where you're supposed to eat certain foods, even if that's what you're in, and that's fine. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but whatever you're doing, if you just eat slow for, say, give us a couple of weeks, not us because we don't make any money off of this, but if you want to get out of that rut of gaining and losing weight, which is the whole point of our podcast, is if you're in a rut eating wise, you're just, your health is just, you want to break through that barrier, because if you're going to really start something big, you're going to need to be healthy. You're going to need to be strong. So just try to slow down. Now, maybe you're saying, but I really don't have time for all of that. Mm-hmm. Then eat. Take whatever you're getting, a cheeseburger, whatever it is, and eat little pieces of it over a course of an hour. Maybe as you go back to work, or, you know, stick it in your pocket, wrap it up, whatever you got to do to eat slower. And then if you're going to drink, say, a beer or wine or whatever it is your drink of choice, drink smaller amounts of that. Mm-hmm. And that'll help you in the long run. Now, obviously, it'd be better for your health if you didn't do some of those things, but The beauty of this idea and this podcast is it really requires you not to buy anything, not to join anything, not to go to a gym or do anything different. You can go hang out with everybody you normally hang out with, go to every restaurant and eat the same things, just eat smaller portions, slower. And it's unbelievable how simple this thing is. And there's like Jerry said, there's a million other things that we're hoping to get her on the show and she can talk about, because she obviously has the expertise we don't, but that'll come hopefully really, really soon.
Yeah, we'll see if they respond. So that was us talking about this one piece of advice that we got from naturallyslim.com. And we're going to try to get Marsha onto the show. If not Marsha, then maybe somebody else from ACAP Health, who is in the video series as well.
And John Lee Dumas, if you want to
John
come
Lee,
on.
Yeah, because you know, we got you to we need you to verify if you eat breakfast or not.
Yeah.
Of course, he could just answer that in a tweet. But no, that's, we want you on the show.
You got to get on the show and explain it. And the beauty of this is,
I drink 16 ounces of water in a glass.
Y'all said 17. The beauty of this is you can learn from so many other people by just finding out what they're doing that's successful. Mm-hmm. You know, what is working for somebody else? And that's how this started. I looked across the room and I said, hey, you look like you've kind of slimmed down. What's the deal? Ask a question rather than you say, well, if I don't join the gym, if I don't spend $150, $200 a month to do this, this, and this, and this, I'm never going to slim down. Most of the time, if we just ask somebody that's been there or is working on it, we can really gain some knowledge. That's a quick way to gain experience you don't have to pay for.
Yeah. And I think what really drew you to this type of weight loss was there was nothing gimmicky to it.
Yeah.
You know, eat slower.
Eat slow
when you're hungry.
Which is funny because it's kind of like the...
Stop when you're full.
It's kind of like almost everything else with your finances or anything else. You go back to what your grandparents told
you,
which is slow down, chew your food, and, you know, slow down. Yeah. You don't have to do everything in 5 seconds.
It's like the stock market. You know, what do most people do? Well, actually, what do they tell you to do? Buy low, sell high. What do most people do? They buy high, freak out, and sell low. and so it's kind of the same thing. You know, like follow the old adage. You know?
Yeah. Really, if you're smart in investing, or, you know, your finances, your marriage, your health, your just life in general, go back to what either your grandparents or your great grandparents did. They didn't carry debt. They got married, stayed married.
Yeah.
They, you know, worked hard and saved money.
What?
They ate food that grew somewhere near them, not food that grew some thousands of miles away and was mm-hmm. hydrogenated or whatever it is they do to food. And just go back to that simplicity. Because as advanced as we are as a culture, and we're thankful for that because we wouldn't have podcast otherwise, but we got to go back to some of that basic stuff if we want to be healthy enough to run a business or to start something mm-hmm. new. And chances are our audience, if you're like us, you're sitting in a cubicle somewhere or a chair somewhere and going, yeah, but that's just not me. These are small little tweaks you can make that can change your life forever.
Oh, yeah. In fact, living a healthier lifestyle, I mean, Brendan's shared a lot of those benefits with you. Simply living longer. I think the average is 6 to 9 years longer just by living a healthier life. The onset of disability is delayed by about 13 to 19 years.
Wow.
Just by living healthier. And then there's the business side of it. People look at you more respectfully if you're thinner and healthier. But if you're obese, and I've seen it in my own life, people don't give me respect except in the years where I've been fit.
Yep. And we can all say, well, that's superficial and all that, but you got to be honest. Yeah. If a personal trainer walks in and he's 50 pounds overweight, you're not going to hire him. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy comes to your house to do work. You don't want to hire a speaker or somebody that's a professional that's way overweight because you're like, well, they can't run their own life. Why? How are they going to run their business? Why would I do business with them?
That totally reminds me of a guy we need to invite, Brian Buffini. When I was in real estate,
we get people with easier names to remember?
Buffini? that's easy. Has a bunch of B's in it and F's. So he's from Ireland though, but he's got this Italian sounding last name. So Brian Buffini was a real estate agent, big in this, I believe, the 80s and 90s, and then he got into real estate coaching. So coaching real estate agents how to really have successful businesses. Short story is that one of the stories he would share in his conferences was about an agent who just wanted the secret to making more sales, to increase sales. And they were trying this, they were trying that. And finally, nothing was working that was in his program. So they stopped and they talked and he realized she was something like 150, 200 pounds overweight. I mean, she was very obese. And he said, you know what? I think I figured it out. You've got a confidence issue. Yep. And it's not just your clients not having confidence in you. You're not having confidence in yourself. Mm-hmm. Here's our real estate advice to you. Lose weight, get into a healthy weight range for your size, your height, and we'll stay in touch. We'll keep coaching you, but it's fitness. That's the thing you need to do. Yeah. So I think a year or two goes by, she loses the weight and her sales like quadrupled.
Wow.
Yeah. And the only thing they did differently was lose weight. That's all awesome. Other things being equal. So there is value in that. So is there anything you want to say before we sign off?
We can't wait to have her on. Yeah. I think that's an episode to listen to.
And now I got to reach out to Brian Buffini, too.
Come on, Brian. John, give us a call.
Yes. So thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Rut Podcast. This is episode 37. And if you want to see the show notes, go to beyondtherut.com/037. The best support you can provide to our show is to share us with a family, a friend, a coworker. And also, we want to hear from you. So if there's anything that you want us to touch on, give us a call at 361-596-3788. Also, go to iTunes and leave us a review on that show, on our show, actually. And you can easily get to our show by either going to iTunes, the program, or beyondtherut.com/iTunes. We'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. And here we go. Are we ready?
What are we talking about?
Food.
Okay, this one was a food one.
This is the food one.
We're teasing what's coming up because we're going to get her on the podcast.
Yes. Yes.